lowering our flag. Ronald Reagan, speech before Republican National Committee, February 3rd, 1994. And then Michael Reagan begins to speak. The brightest symbol of hope for the world is found in New York City. No, it's not that glass-walled, slab-shaped building on the East River. It's the lady with the torch in New York Harbor. America, not the UN, is the shining city on a hill. We need to be reminded of Ronald Reagan's words when he rededicated the Statue of Liberty in 1986. Now he's going to quote Ronald Reagan. Call it mysticism if you will, but I've always believed there was some great divine providence that placed this great land here between two great oceans to be found by a special kind of people from every corner of the world who had a special love for freedom and a special courage that enabled them to leave their own land, leave their friends and their countrymen, and come to this new and strange land to build a new world of peace and freedom and hope. Now, Michael Reagan continues on. America's mission in the world is to point the way to peace and freedom and hope. The blessings of liberty are the birthright of all people all around the world. This is why Abraham Lincoln called this great land the last best hope of man on earth. Here in this country, we have been called to show the world what freedom means, what freedom costs, and what freedom accomplishes in the world. America is industrious, brilliant, and prosperous because she is free. Yes, the UN and international cooperation and multinational peacekeeping forces do have a place in the world, but we should never view the UN as a super government to which America owes allegiance. America is a sovereign nation, and Americans are a sovereign people. While we care about the world, we should not be the caretakers of the world. We must not submit our sovereignty to the UN or to any other power, nor should we isolate ourselves from the rest of the world. We must lead the world. That is our mission as citizens of the city on a hill. The Clintonistas don't see America as a shining city. The vision of Bill Clinton and his team of globalists is not to magnify the light of America's freedom, but to magnify the power of what they call the world body, the United Nations. The organization that was chartered in 1945 as a cooperative family of nations is on its way to becoming a supergovernment. The Clinton vision of the New World Order was spelled out by Strobe Talbot, Clinton's Oxford roommate and Deputy Secretary of State, in a magazine piece he wrote shortly before Clinton was elected. In Birth of the Global Nation, Time, July 20, 1992, Talbot predicted, "Nationhoods as we know it will be obsolete. All states will recognize a single global authority. Citizens of the world will have assumed real meaning." It is understandable that the idealists of the left would